Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Roll over, get out of bed, and put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. These lazy days of summer are honest. It's early August. Man, this flew by, didn't it, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. It did. It came on like a banshee. I didn't even know it was August, and I'm talking to somebody, it was August 2nd, and I'm like, well, it's almost August. And they go, yeah, it's the 2nd, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We got a great show for you this week. We always think we do, but we actually have the beer goddess, Kelly Williams, in studio with us, and we're not going to let her go until we get all of her secrets and we drink all of her beer. And she brought a guy to carry her bill, her beer, and it's Jackson from Harmony Brewing Company. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
So glad you guys are here. Well, Barbecue Bob, there's an event coming up next week called Hopstock, and Kelly and Jackson are here to tell us a little bit more about it. So guys, what is Hopstock?
Hopstock is the official beer festival for the Beer City Brewers Guild. We are the, you know, there's lots of great festivals around, but we're the only ones that are actually run by your Grand Rapids breweries. And we got some awesome stuff going on. We got some really great tap lists, and we got IPA Island, which is a special pouring area where every brewery brings an IPA. So if you like IPAs, you go right for that tent. And I know I'm bringing a real special one, and there's a couple of really unique IPA is going to be poured there.
That is such a cool idea. I saw that on your flyer. Kelly was kind enough to send me this announcement a few weeks ago, and I saw that IPA Island, and I thought, what a great place for hopheads to just zero right in on it.
Absolutely.
Is that your idea, Kelly?
It was a collaborative, just like our Beer City. It's a collaborative idea that we all kind of thought, let's do something collaborative and bring everybody together. It's not just breweries doing this. We'll have some ciders in there. We'll have a couple distilleries representing. So not just beers in there. There'll be a couple ciders. There'll be some, I think, Long Road's bringing an IP.
Awesome people.
A hop. Hoppy
awesome
distilled something. I don't know. It'll be a surprise. Wow,
those guys are talented.
Yeah.
And
cool.
You guys are building up a little West Side coalition over there with the Mitten and
yeah, the People's Cider Company is right there, and Long Road. And Long Road actually took some of our beer and is making a whiskey that should come out pretty soon. So, yeah, it's a real nice collaborative area.
You know, Bob, it's an amazing thing about the spirits industry in West Michigan is that we've been fortunate enough to have many of these guys that are wonderful brewers, distillers, wineries, cideries, all of these guys, and they all work together. There aren't too many industries out there where you've got everybody that are really competitors, but you don't look at each other as competitors. There's enough to go around, and you just all come together. And we've heard stories about, hey, I'm out of this ingredient, and one of your competitors will bring a bag of grain over to help you finish a brew. It's just crazy cool how this thing works.
Exactly.
It's awesome. So tell us all about the event.
Well, it'll be it's on August 13th from It starts to the general public at 6:30, but a VIP hour does begin at 5:30.
Tickets, how do you get that?
Tickets are available via Eventbrite. You can go to beercityguild.com, and you can get tickets right through our website.
Okay. Always get the VIP tickets. Am I wrong?
No, you're never wrong.
Always get the VIP. Because then you get to actually walk up to a booth like Harmony, and you get like 3 minutes to chat maybe with Jackson or his brother or sister, and you're talking to the actual person that does it. And you get to maybe get a little secret, or you just get to meet the guy that's responsible for that great beer, you know, instead of just somebody that's just trying to get you out of the line.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, it's kind of front of the line type thing.
Meeting the brewers.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
True. It's
absolutely.
True.
And if you're interested, they'll pretty much talk your ear off, most of them. They'll tell you anything that you want to know, you know, short of this is exactly how we made it. But, yeah, very cool. We really enjoy those events. So it starts at 5:30 for the VIPs, 6:30 for the general public, runs till
10:30.
Okay, and where's this at?
Calder Plaza, downtown.
Downtown Grand Rapids.
So it's right in the center of Grand Rapids by that great big orange piece of artwork, in case you don't know what the Calder is.
Yep.
Still don't know what it is.
Ottawa Avenue Street exit to downtown Grand Rapids. It'll dump you right off right in front of the place. Lots of parking everywhere.
So you
now, is there any music going on?
Yep. We'll have music from The Concussions, The Legal Immigrants, and Dragon Wagon.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know any of those bands. Do you, Bob?
No, Dragon Wagon, I want to hear them, though.
Yes, they're a folk rock bluegrass band.
Nice.
So, yeah. Cool.
So what other brewers? You got a whole bunch of brewers coming down. Is there a website they can go to check this out?
Yep, beercityguild.com. You can see the full list of breweries, but it's everybody that's represented in Kent County. Every brewery, cidery, and distillery is represented very well. From founders, New Holland's coming to Grand Rapids. They'll be there.
It's an explosion.
Yeah.
So part of the explosion is Harmony.
Absolutely.
Now, we had these kids on the show 5 or 6 years ago when they first opened up their first location.
Right.
And I remember just thinking, okay, it's what a cool story. Two brothers and a sister,
right,
brewing beer. And it was spot on.
Right. From day one.
Yeah.
And the cool part is that everybody had a role. That was what I took away from that. It's like, my sister's doing this, my brother and I are doing that, and then here we are, what, Jackson, 5, 6 years later, you've got your second location, you've got a full-service restaurant, you did pizzas over at the original Easttown location, now you're making your own sausages.
And for anybody that doesn't know, your second location is where?
It's right on the corner of Bridge and Stocking on the west side. It's 401 Stocking Northwest, and it is a from-scratch kitchen. We bring in the whole hog. We break it down. We make the sausages, everything in-house. Even the buns that the sausages come on, it's all made in-house.
They're all hog's buns?
Yeah. Just the way we like them, man. Yeah. Just the way we like them. But isn't that
some
cool?
Of them.
I mean, are you guys on a Michigan ingredient focus as well?
We do local as much as possible. The hogs are all local. We source local ingredients most of the time.
So most importantly is you brought a couple beers with you that we're trying. Now let's talk about this Ghost first, because I don't think a lot of people understand what these are. Maybe explain it a little bit.
Well, it's a nice light beer. It's a slightly sour. It's got a nice little crispness to it too, and then it finishes with salt and coriander. So it's like 4.3%. Just a really nice summertime beer that the acidity of the sour beer really cleans the palate.
And it sure does.
Yeah.
It'd be great with cheese, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would go with all kind of great things, cheese, fruit, even the acidity if you have something fattier, like a nice sausage.
Yeah, I'm thinking a big old grilled ribeye. You chase a big old ribeye bite with a swallow of this, man, you're spot on, man. Just cleans that palate right up. Now, what makes it sour? Because it's just a hint of sourness.
It's actually, there's a beneficial bacteria in there that are wild yeast too, that will actually make it a little bit sour for you. And it runs the range from.
So what's the second beer you brought in?
This is actually a Hell's Export Lager. We'll also be pouring that at Hopstock, and it's just a nice, it's a 6% lager, but it's smooth and it goes down easy.
Wow.
Now lagers are unique, because most of the craft beer guys around do ales.
Yeah.
And so explain the difference between a lager and an ale real quick.
Ale typically is a top fermenting, different type of yeast, and a lager is bottom fermenting. Ale, you'll get a little bit rounder, more flavors, and then the lager typically is going to be a little bit crisper and cleaner.
And it takes longer to ferment, which is why everybody, I mean, you can't turn out enough beer fast enough as it is, so
yeah, there's
you have to have capacity, right?
There's a extra step, the lagering step, where you cold condition it, make sure you get it crystal clean.
So, Kelly, I want to go back to the festival. How much does it cost to get in?
It's $35 for a general admission and $45 for VIP.
But bargain.
Yep. $45, you get 15 tasting tickets, 4-ounce pours. And for the general admission, you get 10 tasting tickets, again, 4-ounce pours. We are including reusable tasting cups, which will be provided by Michigan Mobile Canning. You'll get a cute little canning cup. So it's... Yeah.
You heard it here from the beer goddess herself,
right.
Hopstock. It's next Saturday, 5:30. Just plan on going at 5.
Okay, can you get a ticket
VIP
at the door?
Ticket.
Do you have to buy them ahead, or
tickets,
can you get them at the
you
door?
You can get tickets, general admission at the door, yes.
But not
very
VIP.
Cool.
Not VIP, no.
Okay,
right.
Buy it online. Get the VIP seat.
For $10, 5 extra beers. Is that, come on now, this is grilling guys' math. kind of makes sense, yep. Right?
There'll be food trucks available too, so. Yeah.
Kelly and Jackson, thanks for joining the Grilling Guys this weekend and next weekend. Everybody needs to be at the Calder.
That's right. Coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about snacks, sides, and some hors d'oeuvres. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Always fun to have the people from the Beer City Brewers Guild and Jackson from Harmony Brewing. During the break, we've been tasting a little bit of his handiwork, and it's always a pleasure to have those guys around. But Barbecue Bob, we were talking a little bit about when we were putting this show together. It's like, well, you know what? Sometimes you just don't want, in this kind of heat, you don't want a whole meal. You just want to throw some snacks or some cool stuff on the grill and kind of serve it over time. And I know that you and I enjoy firing up the smoker and using it as kind of like an oven. So you can just bake off stuff and pull it out, and it'll hold in there for a while. So for the rest of the show, what we were going to do is talk a little bit about snacks and sides and hors d'oeuvres that you might be able to make ahead of time, or and just put in there and leave them on hold and pull them out when somebody wants something to eat, you know. Or it's kind of fun, I think, at a party when about every 15, 20 minutes you pull out something new and you go around on a little tray and, hey, you know what, here's try this one, and it's gone. And then you go get something else. Kind of cool. But what are we thinking about?
Well, I got a big party next weekend.
I'm going to be there.
And there are some things I don't mind holding and staging, like butts and briskets, mm-hmm. beans. But for the most part, the rest of the stuff, I want to flash it and I want to serve it. So it's coming out. It's sizzling when I bring it out.
Yep.
So I want to talk about some things that we can grill on the spot and get ready for people. So the first thing is going to be one of these long-term deals that you have to serve when you pull it out, but it's going to take you a half hour to make it. And it's a tomato. And I just bought a bunch of fresh tomatoes. They're perfect this time of year. You basically cut it in half so that your stem side is one half and your bottom is the other half. You lay them on their backs and you mound up crumpled blue cheese on them.
Oh, yeah.
And you throw them in the smoker and you smoke them for about a half an hour. And you can put like some herbs if you want, some sort of aromatic on it or something, but just good blue cheese or gorgonzola. on that tomato with some cracked pepper. When you pull it out of the smoker, you drizzle a little bit of balsamic or a reduction on it, just a little bit, and you serve those one half to a person. It's like a, it's you'd serve it along with the meal. I mean, this is something for a small party because, you know, I don't know how many of these you want to make, but it's something you serve like with the meal, and you bring out this beautiful tomato with this smoky cheese on top and a nice drizzling on it, a separate little plate, and you set that in front of your guest. And first of all, they're either going to be gasping because it looks so good, or they're going to look really confused, like, what in the heck is that?
Yeah.
But one bite, and my taste, my mouth's watering right now just thinking about it.
That blue cheese, by the way, there's two kinds. There's one that's called Gorgonzola, which is cow's milk, and there's one that's called Roquefort, which is sheep's milk. And they have a very distinct flavor between the two of them. The Gorgonzola tends to be a little more mild. The Roquefort seems to be a little more robust and a little saltier.
Yes.
So if you're looking for that flavor profile, they're both in the family of blue cheese. But depending on what you like. Now, I like the Roquefort because when it's on a vegetable like that, that little bit of salt with that acidity of that tomato, good stuff. But I've eaten those before. Wonderful little hors d'oeuvre. They come off. They're easy. And again, if you're cooking these, whether they're in there a half hour or 40 minutes or 45 minutes, you're probably okay.
You'll know when it's done.
Right.
But, you know, that's one you have to serve as soon as you pull it out because as soon as it starts cooling down, it's not going to look so cool.
That's right. It's going to fall a little bit, isn't it?
It's going to look like an old lady.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But you're right. This time of year, the tomatoes are ripening on all the farm stands around or the farmer's markets if you don't live out in the country. And there's nothing better than my dad used to say, don't stub your toe between the patch and the pot when you're using the tomatoes because there's nothing better than a fresh tomato right out of the garden. And if you can go to some of these stands, they might be picking them an hour before you're
there. It's funny how that generation had so many sayings.
Yeah.
I love those. That's cool. How about corn? What do you like to do with corn?
You know what? I got a tip about corn is that I like to cook it with the husks on there. Okay, but I soak it for an hour or two before I do it. And then once you get it on the grill, you can take and grab those silks and you give them a little snap, and about 99% of them will come right off the end before you ever pull it back. Okay, so then when I pull it back, I don't take the husks off. I just pull them down and create a handle. Okay, last weekend I was with Chaz at Schmo's, and we did this, and it was pretty cool. Once you got that handle on there, we had a little pot, about 8-inch pot, and
just
it was
dip them.
Yeah, we were dipping them.
It looks like the candle you get for Christmas service,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly. But what he did that was unique, and I'd never seen it before, and I got to give Chaz the shout out on this one, is that if the pot was 8 inches tall, he put about 6 inches of water in there, and then floated the seasoned butter on top, so you could dip it down in. You weren't dipping in 8 inches of butter. It was only a couple inches on top that he had to melt, and obviously the water's heavier than the butter. It floats on top, so when you dipped it in, you got all butter, but he didn't have 8 inches deep of butter. It was just a little on top.
Well, that's a cheap way of doing butter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it was still buttered.
No,
when you pull
it
back out, it was still buttered.
Idea.
But he seasoned some of the butters too. Is you could, you know, put some garlic in one. He put in a little margarita mix.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
In another one, yeah. But the point is that there's all kinds of different flavors of profile on butter.
Man, I just want to know how many cups of coffee you had this morning.
I've had three big iced teas.
Jeez. Yeah. That's good. You're excited.
Yeah.
I love corn, too.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Well, and it won't be long before we get a bunch of it. So it's coming.
Okay. So do you ever do it where you just cut up little pieces of it like you're going to do in a fish boil like we did last week and just grill just the little sections?
I haven't.
So that you can... Yeah, you can steam them like that, put a little butter on them, and then roll them across the grill and get them blackened up and marked up a little bit.
Yep. So the corn,
there's other things you can do too. You know, some people will pull the husk back, pull the silk off, put the husk back on. Some people will wrap them in foil. Now, I'm surprised you don't wrap them in foil because you love foil on everything.
I do. Foil is my friend. Yeah.
You have a foil hat on sometimes when I pick you up. So...
Okay, yeah, it keeps me tuned in to what's going on, right? Yeah.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the UFO special on the Grilling Guys. We earlier we had Kelly Williams and from the Grand Rapids Brewers Guild. Did I say that right?
Beer City Brewers Guild.
Beer City. I knew right. It was wrong. Close. Beer City. And she's Beer City Brewer Guild. God, I can't, one beer and I can't even say that. And Jackson from Harmony Brewing. And Jackson, that sour was awesome. Tell me, what is that other beer you've got, and why is my glass empty?
All right, I got it's a lager beer, so it's a Hell's Lager.
Hell's.
It's a little stronger than your normal lager, but it's still nice and smooth.
So I've always pronounced it Hellas.
We actually went to Germany to do some research before we opened our German-inspired beer hall, and
you went to Hell's and back?
Yeah, we went to Hell's and back. It was a trip. And they said Hell's, but...
They did, okay. Yeah. I've been saying it wrong for quite a while.
So what is a Hell's beer? What makes it unique? What goes into that?
Well, a lot of people are aware that ales have a ton of different variations, and the same goes for lagers. Lagers, you can get all different types. Most people, when you say lager, they think Budweiser or Miller, but there's actually just a ton of different styles. So Hell's,
that's because they went to like really bad schools.
Yeah. But it's a variation of a lager, so I like it because it's a little darker, a little stronger.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a great summer beer for me.
I was just thinking that. That's a nice... I always think of a Hell's as a summer beer anyway. Is that primarily when it's... Isn't it brewed kind of for a summer beer?
I believe... You know what? That's why I brew it. It's in wintertime, I like to go a little stronger, a little darker. But in the summertime, I like lighter and, you know, lighter in color and lighter in flavor and alcohol.
So, Jackson, if somebody wanted to come over to the tap room, will you help them with pairing the beer with the food?
We have suggestions. One thing we've been starting to do is having ice cream and putting a beer in ice cream, and then that always pairs really well with the beer that's in the ice cream. And it's good. Nice. It's different,
like
but it's good.
To do.
Oh, they! I didn't see that.
Yeah, Stroh's ice cream. It was very famous in Detroit.
Yeah. So you're pairing up, you're actually using the beer in the ice cream as a flavor profile?
Yes. Yep. We did an IPA, which was actually pretty bitter, so it was an acquired taste. I liked it because I liked the bitter. But we also did the Lagavulin Goes in an ice cream, too. It's nice and light.
That's fruity, crazy. Sour. So I'm trying to get my head wrapped around this, is that Goes is a little bit sour.
That would be really good,
Yeah, it's
actually.
Almost like a sorbet or a sherbet or something, maybe, with a little bit of... tang to it. Kind of cool. Wow, man. You know,
this is a discovery.
Yeah.
It's like raising Arizona, isn't it?
Always cool to learn a bunch of stuff, though, on what's out there. And again, if people want to come by the tap room, where's that at?
It's 401 Stocking Northwest, right on the corner of Bridge and Stocking on the west side.
Honestly, it beats the hell out of a corn conversation anyway.
Sure does. I tried, though, man. I tried.
No, you did well. You know, we carried that ball as long as we could. Okay. Hey, I put the note down there for you. I kind of sunk you on that. But we're going to go big time on the next segment.
Right.
Squash.
We're going to squash your pepper. This is what we're going to do. We're going to squash your pepper.
Peppers and onions.
Yeah.
Now, the peppers and onions are going to be exciting. Yeah. Trust me. The squash, you're on the squash.
All right. Trust him. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to TheGrillinGuys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's TheGrillinGuys.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And just talking on the break a little bit about, again, more great beer and beer travels. And it's kind of what Barbecue Bob and I love to talk about because it's a hobby.
Because it's our show and we can.
Yeah. But anyway, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop and he is Barbecue Bob. Are we going to squash a pepper? What do you want to do now, man?
I think I'm going to let you talk about some squash because
right.
I know you've got some squash secrets. But I just want to give a shout-out again to Jackson here for another great victory. This Hells, phenomenal. I never knew the Hells were lagers. Are they all?
Yeah, it's a style of lager.
Loaded with flavor.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is wonderful.
That would be really, really good with some barbecued chicken.
It'd be really good with like another one right after.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
I'd be good with.
Right. It's a one-handed grilling deal, right? Just turn your chicken with your right hand.
Taking
and
a nap
left.
Today.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So what are you going to do for squash?
Acorn squash. The little dark green ones mm-hmm. that look like an acorn. Cut the bottom off them just about 1/4 inch to flatten it out so it sits on the grill and it doesn't mm-hmm. tip over, right? Don't get it so cut so deep that you don't create the bowl. I'm going to chop the top off it like you would a pumpkin if you're going to carve a pumpkin. Get all the seeds out, and then I'm going to put butter and brown sugar in that thing and put that cap back on top of there in direct heat for about an hour at about a 300-degree grill. And that thing is going to be buttery and sweet, baby. And you just, when you serve it, you pull it out and you take that little cap off there and a little puff of steam comes out.
Doesn't explode on you.
No, it doesn't explode. And then you mix that butter and sugar in with that squash meat, if you will. And then you just eat that with a spoon. It comes in its own little acorn-shaped bowl.
Probably pretty hot in there when you
Oh, yeah, it is. And that's one where you can pull it off and let it rest. When you take the little cover off, that's when the heat starts to escape. But if you leave that cover on there, they'll set for 5 or 10 minutes and be
so
perfectly good.
So you're putting brown sugar in it?
Brown sugar and butter.
Cinnamon?
You can. I mean, I just like the brown sugar and butter.
Maybe raisins or something, mm-hmm. a little fruit or
yep,
something
I've
like
substituted
that.
Maple syrup for the brown sugar as well.
But, how are you talking?
Yeah. You know what? Squash is not my favorite vegetable, but when it's all buttery and sugary, it's kind of good.
So that's a butternut squash?
No, it's an acorn squash.
Acorn squash.
Acorn squash, yep.
Okay.
Is what that's called.
All right.
So the butternuts
Man,
are.
I used to run from squash when I was a kid.
Oh, I know.
My
hated
mom
it.
Would cook it all the time and it'd be like all mushy and
yeah.
like, eat your squash.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I was like, I was the anti orange vegetable guy. I don't
oh,
want
really?
Squash.
Didn't eat
I don't
carrots
want carrots.
Either?
I don't want sweet potatoes. Now I eat them all. Well, of course, I eat a lot of things
Bugs
now.
Bugs Bunny ate carrots. I mean, who wouldn't eat a carrot?
Well,
something wrong with you.
Yeah, I was always the roadrunner guy.
No, you're more like the coyote.
Yeah.
So, okay, how about peppers? I've got a cool method for peppers here. It's a blue cheese stuffed
you
pepper.
You were on the blue cheese kick today.
You know, I love blue cheese. I can't help it. But this is... And it doesn't have to be yellow peppers. It can be orange or red. But the yellow ones, orange ones, red ones, they're all the same price. They're expensive as heck anymore. I think they're like about $8 a piece.
We're going to get a break on that because now's the time when they're coming off the vine.
There and you go. Your roadside, go to the farm stand.
Yeah, your roadside stands are where they're at.
Yes. And make sure you get the roadside stand that's right in front of the farm, not the one that's on the corner of a busy intersection.
Yeah.
Because I just bought a bunch of stuff from one of those. She really ripped me off.
Yeah.
So three sweet yellow peppers, red peppers, whatever, about 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, a half cup of crumpled blue cheese, three strips of bacon. I'd make that like six. Yeah, and you fry up that bacon, chop it up. If you've got like a nice rounded knife like the Alaska knife. I can't think of the name of the one.
Ulu.
Ulu.
Yeah.
Chop it up real small. And then a couple of green onions. And you chop all that up. You lay it inside the pepper, and you just grill it for like 10 minutes, low heat, 15 minutes, low heat, lid down on the grill. Again, it's going to be a half a pepper or a quarter pepper, whatever you want to give for a presentation. It's kind of like that tomato when you bring it out, you know? If you're a foodie, like if you're a brewer, when you come out with your, I mean, aren't you just really proud of like this certain beer and you can't wait till like your best bro comes over and you go, try this.
And when you own your brewery, you get to do that all the time, you know, just to find somebody who's interested who will let you talk at them. And
Excuse me, sir, what's your name? Try this.
Yeah, I'm on the list. That's cool.
So
yeah.
It's the same way with food, right? If you really pull something off and you nailed it. Well, that's the way those peppers. I learned to do that in Chicago. This cool chef in Chicago taught me that with the tomatoes and the blue cheese. These peppers are the same way. It's going to look really nice because you got your vegetable. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend and it's vegetable weekend. No jokes.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Back to the onions. Okay.
Vidalia.
Yes, exactly. Sweet onion. Those Georgia Vidalias are wonderful. I do a couple things with them that I really enjoy, but just cap them, right? Take the top part off, cap it so you've got the exposed rings there. And our friends down at Old World Olive Company create some just fabulous balsamics that they have there.
You know what my new favorite is?
What's that?
The mango.
Yeah.
It's crack.
I know. It is. And any of the berry-flavored or the citrus-flavored balsamics.
Any of them, period.
Right. But the berry or the citrus flavors, and they've got a lot of them, but let's use that mango, for example. That's a citrus. Is you drizzle that on that onion, and just – I'm on indirect heat again, and I might be cooking a steak on the grill, and I'll put the two or three of those capped onions beside them and just let them go, and they're not going to burn, but they're going to get soft. And they're going to start to cook, and
those are going to have to be on before your steaks are on. Then
certainly they are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You got a half hour process.
Great point. There's a half hour on there, but with the lid down, and they're going to bake a little bit and get soft. And you know, I'm taking the skins off and all of that.
Cap the onion,
right?
Are you going to force lot it?
Nope, because I think that as it heats up, spreads out a little
bit. Are you going to put some EVO and some cracked pepper and some sea salt?
I'm just a balsamic guy and maybe some sea salt. You know, I'm the salty, savory guy that likes that kind of profile on my grilled food.
Okay.
So,
Skin on the bottom then, so it takes all the heat and you can just take it off when you're done.
Right. Yep. And it kind of when you pick it up, if you got a grill glove or something, you just kind of squeeze it a little bit, and that skin just pops right off of there,
and
you've got nothing
but
onion.
Shoot it at your friend when
you do
that. I've done that. Cool.
So what do you got for an onion, man? That's my onion. Let me bust your onion.
That was my onion.
Let me bust your onion. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes, and I love Vidalias because my cousin lives in Vidalia, Georgia, and she got me hooked on them.
How could you not? They're wonderful.
Well, I noticed they're like a buck and a half a pound. Now, I bought them when they were 77 cents. That's why I keep that extra fridge. It's almost all beer and onions.
Right.
Weird. But works for me.
You're sleeping in the garage with a dog if you're eating beer and onions,
everything
brother.
You want, man. It's a pretty dog.
Yeah.
So I'll slice those onions up and to about maybe a half inch thick. Kind of a steak profile, and I'll brush them with a profile of maybe I'm garlic EVO. I just love
it. It's a go-to.
And then just some cracked pepper and a little sea salt, and you flop them on the grill for about 6 minutes aside, medium heat, And you just get them to where they're hot and seared and a little bit cooked, but they look really cool when you set them on the plate next to that steak.
Right.
Oh, man, they're so good.
Little grilling tip there. Use a spatula to flip them. You want to get grill marks on both sides, but as they start to get cooked a little bit, if you try to get them with tongs, as soon as you put the tong under there and you squeeze down,
good
they
point.
All fall apart.
Good point. Yeah, you
right?
can't.
You can't do it.
You have to do
it. Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you have the spatula with a little grabber, works right. even better because
correct.
It's a multi-part piece.
Yeah, because
I was assuming people knew that, but you're so wise. You're so wise.
Well, you know, that's who I am. That's my role in the show, Bob.
Like a furry little Buddha.
Right. So coming up next, scallop, shrimp, maybe even a little jerk steak strips. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071. If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Love me for my grilling. That's music to my ears. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're talking about snack sides and hors d'oeuvres. And we've been through some veggies and a little bit of shrimp, scallops, and maybe some protein now on the grill is where we're headed. Barbecue Bob, I was the one that threw out the scallops. You want me to run with that, or you want to go with it?
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so right. Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It is vegetable day, really, on the show. We've done vegetables galore, so I think scallops and shrimp and little jerk might be a good way to go. What do you think? You got about as much affinity for scallops as I do, but
not my favorite.
No, oh, but, I thought they were. Well, I enjoy them. Let me do them then, because I'm heading out to Boston tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And no, let me ask you a question.
The reason that they're not my favorite is that they're gritty more times than not.
Shish.
So there's something about cleaning them that I don't know.
Oh my god!
What
gosh.
Should I know?
You must have had a privileged childhood.
Yeah,
you never had sand in your food.
Yeah, I do, but I don't particularly care for it. That's why I don't like scallops.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. You might be thinking of oysters.
Nope, I'm thinking of those little rubbery scallops.
Oh, you're dissing the best food in the world. Okay, no, I love scallops. I don't care if they're bay scallops, sea scallops, whichever. I have met very few I didn't like. And yeah, once in a while I get a little bit of grit, but I don't really run into that
often.
It's
just how they're cleaned, I'm assuming.
Must be.
Or lack of, right.
Yeah. So, and the easy way to do a scallop is twin skewers wrapped in bacon. And again, we're back to EVO. Old World Olive Press should pay us royalties on top of this, but you got to put some EVO on them. And I'm not going to cook the bacon before I put it on the scallop. Sometimes okay. I'll pre-cook it if it's on the side of something. But with a scallop, it's going to be on long enough that bacon's probably going to cook fine. I've done it both ways. It depends on how much fat from the bacon you want to go into the scallop. But if you want to slightly pre-fry it just a little bit so that you can reduce some of the fat off of it, it might make your grilling a little better. Because otherwise, if you have like a grill that's really got some exposed areas, you're going to get a big flare-up from the bacon.
Right.
So that's the only reason you might want to pre-cook your bacon partially.
Now, thin cut, I'm assuming? Thin cut bacon? Because the thick cut's going to take a while to cook is my thought.
Yeah.
And especially if you're not going to pre-cook it before you put it on there.
You know, as long as it's not so thin it's like paper. Some of these bacon, I mean, bacon's a commodity, right? And they're all getting bought up by guess who? The big bad meat company, Tyson, owns almost like every bacon supplier in the country. So I'm not a Tyson fan. But
go to your local butcher. A lot of them bring in the hog bellies and smoke it themselves and
yeah.
do it right there in the shop.
But then again, you're going to have a thick slice generally.
Yep.
So it might be a little tough to control. It might be tough to contort to that circle. But, you know, you can find like I like the Hormel Black Label bacon because they've cut a lot of the fat off it. It tends to grill a little bit better. You're going to pay a buck more a package for it, but you're buying scallops.
Right.
You know? And then the thing is you're going to want to put them on twin skewers, and you can do like two giant sea scallops or a bunch of bay scallops, whichever mm-hmm. you're going to do. But two big scallops, oil them up, throw them on the grill. Oh, my gosh.
How do you know when they're done?
I don't know. You just know. They turn color, you know. They
get a little opaque, don't they? A little white and opaque a little bit, and then you can tell that they're – and there's a texture them that you
– They look kind of gelatin-like, and then there's like a solid color when they're done.
Right, right. Exactly. That's where I was going with that. And they're you know what? They are tasty. They got a nice, delicate flavor. And if you put the bacon around them, I don't even think they need a lot of seasoning. But I want to touch on – you said the double skewer, really important when you're doing any seafood – skewers are cool because you can pick them up and people can eat them off the stick, but it spins. Your piece of seafood
right.
will spin on one skewer.
And better yet, I don't know if I'd even skewer them. If you just put a toothpick through them and you put them on a basket that's a two-sided grilling basket,
yep,
now you're not going to have any trouble. Because the problem with scallops is they do, depending on your grill surface, they do tend to want to stick. Any open-faced protein like that tends to want to cauterize, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And with the right piece of meat, it'll cauterize to the perfect point to where it'll release.
Right.
But with seafood like that, you don't want it on until it releases. You're going to have overcooked it. Then you will have that puck.
Right, and they're not tasty.
No.
So everybody loves shrimp, right?
Shrimp. I know you do.
Shrimp on the Barbie is one of those things that if you've not tried it, you're really not grilling because it's so easy to do. But there's so many different flavor profiles that you can use. I'm back to the double skewer again. That was my segue. I'm a radio
pro,
right?
If there's
right?
one yeah. thing Jop has a go-to, it's shrimp.
Right.
Shrimp is his go-to. You've grilled more shrimp than anybody I've ever met, and I always like it.
That's where I was going to go, is that generally, unless you really overcook it, generally, when you take shrimp off the grill, you want to talk about the seagulls flocking. That's when it happens. And we go do those tailgates in the fall over there. We're bringing prime rib. We're bringing tenderloin off the grill. But as soon as those shrimp come off the grill, it's like people are flocking to get those
and
little skewers.
I think we need to come up with some new seasoning methods for those shrimp, because there's got to be just a million profiles we're not doing. We usually do teriyaki, peanut, or like a Cajun.
Right.
We need to really get the shrimp lap going.
Well, you can get a lot of barbecue sauces in all kinds of different profiles, but I like to put them on at the end to just get a glaze rather than cooking raw shrimp with a sauce on
it. You can't.
It's not going to work for you.
No, you're going to blacken it up.
Yep. So I think that any flavor profile that you like is, once you get the shrimp almost done, you're glazing with it, and you're just bringing little itty-bitty treats. That's the cool part, is it's a bite. You know, you've taken the tail off. You've taken, obviously, the shuck off. And
that was close.
Yes, exactly.
What did you tell me to do?
But anyway, we'll stop there.
Yeah. If I was a real man, I'd have gotten to my jerk steak strips, but...
We'll get there. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Is it acceptable for a wife or girlfriend to store items other than beer in the garage fridge?
No.
The line is the line. It's the only sovereign territory left.
You know what?
Fact.
I've got a girlfriend right now, right?
And that's what I heard.
She went to the store. And bless her heart, she went to the store and came home with,
all her furniture.
No, Tropicana Tropicana lemonade and limeade. And it was 8 bottles of the stuff. And it's like, where are you going to put all this? Well, it's got to stay cold because it's fresh. It's not pasteurized. So my beer fridge gets overtaken with 8 half-gallon bottles of limeade and lemonade and raspberryade. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, it was such a deal. And I'm like,
could be an omen, John.
Yeah, right. That's your deal. That's not my deal. You take that to your shop or something.
You need counseling, okay?
Right, yeah.
Take it up off air.
But, you know, her clients at the massage business that she has, they really like that stuff. So I'm supporting the cause.
Oh, right? That's for work.
Right.
Lemonade massages.
Yeah, right.
This is going deep.
Hey, man. Get it while the getting's good.
So jerk steak strips is the last little thing. If you go on the Grillin' Guys website, you'll see a recipe. And one of my proudest moments was coming up with my very own jerk recipe, because I had never even really paid attention to jerk seasoning. So I did a ton of research, and I just played, got the lab out, you know, in the kitchen. And came up with it. It's on the Grillin' Guys website. You'll see a picture of Shaggy, not the cartoon, but the artist.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. And it's some jerk I made for Shaggy. So check out that recipe, and we got to take a break.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We've got a little bonus segment coming up. You might want to stuff your fig. Stick with us. We'll be back.
She's some kind of wonderful.
Yes, she is.
She's some kind of wonderful.
Yeah, 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 yeah. When I hold her in my arms.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. It's bonus segment time. And you know what, Bob? It's bacon stuffed figs is where we're going to start. But at the end of the day, anything with bacon in it, on it, or around it is generally a good thing on the grill. But you know what? There's some techniques and tips that we need to go with. But let's start with these bacon-stuffed figs. It's your gig, man. What do you think about it?
Well, I think Chef Dewey turned us on to these first time.
Right.
He's awesome.
Yep.
Before I forget, though, I got to wish a belated happy birthday to my bride, Maureen.
Tuesday was her birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she had a wonderful birthday. I took her to see Journey, Doobie Brothers, Dave Mason. Okay, who's a good husband?
This guy. You are, brother. Wow.
Yeah.
That had to be a good time.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, back to the figs.
Don't you feel guilty about robbing a cradle like that? Like you did, you know? I mean, she's 39 and you're almost 60. I just don't.
She's not listening. You don't have to suck up. figs or dates. You can do either one.
Mm-hmm.
But
figs are a little bigger than dates. That's the difference.
They're a little easier to stuff like a pecan in. But you can get the sliced walnuts and do it. I actually like the blue cheese in them.
Right. It's a great little dessert. I introduced these to a group at went camping over a weekend, and you know, it's like, what are you cooking?
You went camping?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. But it was like, what are you cooking at 10:30 at night?
Was it in July and it was snowing?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
It was like hell froze over?
Right, yeah. But anyway, I introduced these to the group there, and they're like, why are you cooking something at 10 o'clock at night? And we're all done eating, you know? I'm like, no, you're going to want some of these. So... go ahead.
No, back up. I want to hear about you actually going camping.
No, that's not what the listeners want to know about.
There wasn't even an ice machine there, for crying out loud. How did you get by? And what did they say about
your... Well, it was in the yard of a cottage, okay?
And what did they say about your fluffy slippers? That's what I want to know.
Well, it was dark when I put them on, so not everybody saw them.
Oh, the camping stories with Joppy. I can tell you. Again, raising Arizona.
Right.
Yeah, real cool. You get figs or dates. You stuff a nut or you stuff some cheese in them. Wrap some bacon in the little buggers. Put a toothpick in it. Throw them on the grill. Boom, you're a god.
You got to roll them once because you need to get the bacon done on both sides.
It's good practice
and
anyway.
Watch them. Watch them because that bacon is uncooked and it'll flame. And you don't want it. They go from really good to bitter.
Jap, you gave away the best part.
Right.
They go from really good to bitter. They got to
learn the hard way. No.
Throw those babies on the grill. Be a man. Grab them with your hands.
Right. They listen. That's why they're doing this.
So back to the jerk steak strips. Hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. You can find it. Just put jerk in the search bar.
Bob's picture
might
will
come up with my picture. You beat me to that, too. Just go up in the search bar and put jerk up there, and there will be a couple jerk recipes. One of them has a jerk sauce on it that is fantastic, and I can say that because I truly loved it. But, again, if you cook something the way you like it, of course you're going to love it.
Right.
This was a little creation. I'm very proud of it. And it's mine.
And this is a great way when you cut little strips of steak like he's talking about. It's a great way to take an average cut and make it taste really good.
Oh, and you'll watch your friends take a bite and go, holy cow, is that great? And then about 30 seconds later, they'll go, holy cow, that's got some kick to it.
Yeah, right. Little bite on the back.
Because it's really sweet on the front end.
Right.
So if you got any wussies you hang out with, serve them the jerk. Have yourself a good week. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. We'll check you out next week.